Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
One of the questions I get asked a lot is, Emma, help me be better at time management. It's the wrong question. What we need to focus on is energy management. Do you know how I know this? Because if you do not have enough energy to show up in your business, oh, you are good to no one. And I had to learn this the very hard way. A couple of years ago, I got COVID, as we all did, and my COVID turned into long COVID, which then turned into glandular fever. And so if I didn't rest, I was going to get worse and I was going to get chronic fatigue. So I had to pull back on everything. I kept going with my delivery because I'm very loyal to my clients and didn't want to let them down. But I stopped doing anything that was relationship building, fully knowing when you have your own business, if you don't relationship build, it kind of hurts at the other end, right? Because we always have to be relationship building. But also knowing if I didn't address this health issue, if I didn't get my energy back, I would be good for absolutely no one. There are so many ways to manage our time, right? There is no more time. I wrote a book, it was called Go-Getter, and we talk about time. And I always hear women say, oh, if I just had a few more hours in the day, oh, if I could just have an extra hour, if I could turn back time, all the things, it just can't happen. But we can hack our time. You know, we can batch similar items together, we can turn our email notifications off, we can set amazing timers. I use the Pomodoro technique, which is 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off. We can work out when our most productive time of the day is. For me, it's first thing in the morning. I love getting my shiz done first thing in the morning. And we can schedule stuff in our calendar. They are some great time hacks and calendar hacks if you need them. But what about energy? How do we hack our energy? What do we do with our energy? How do we make the best of the energy that we've got? It's a great question. And I've got some beautiful new habits now, thanks to my glandular fever experience. And what I thought I'd do is just share with you a couple of things that help me now with my energy that I take very seriously. The first thing you are not going to love. The first thing is allowing yourself to rest. I was one of these people who was just on and on and on constantly. And if I sat down, I felt lazy. That narrative in my head helped me not have a break, helped me not have a holiday, helped me not release anything that's going on in my head. So the first thing I had to do was give myself permission to rest, which was super duper hard. And by the way, families make this hard. Whenever someone sees mum sitting down on a couch, chances are they will watch you. In order to manage my energy now, I have kept the naps up. See, the thing is, I had to create all new habits and I had to undo all these bad habits. And so now I've got really good habits and I'm just wanting to keep them. I take regular breaks now. Before, I had probably not been as good at holding on to lunch breaks, toilet breaks, and morning tea breaks and afternoon breaks. Now I realize the importance of breaks and I actually get out into the sunshine and walk my dog. My dog is 14 years old, so he doesn't walk very far. It takes 15 minutes to get around our little block, and that's a perfect amount of time for me to get outside of the house, outside of my brain, and outside of the Zoom world and give my brain time to process. So we do loads of walks in between sessions. I'm now up super early. I get up at 5:15 in the morning and I go for an hour and a half walk, and that's bliss. That is my me time. If you can do that, please do that. It's amazing for energy management. It's an amazing way to start the day. I put in an audible book and I listen as I go, and it's just amazing. I also meditate. I've meditated for 5 years, so I also meditate, which is really helpful for me just to ground me and make sure that I'm managing my energy. And like I said before, rest. I rest so much and I sleep very well. I think one of the things that a lot of women especially do is they get to the end of the day and they're like, all right, I'm going to have some time to myself. And then they jump on their phone and they're like doom scrolling, or they drop down a social media rabbit warren and they miss out on sleep because of it. And I am very focused on my sleep. So I am in bed before 9 o'clock because I'm up at 5:15 and I have to get 8 hours sleep. It is a non-negotiable for me. Is that 8 hours sleep? I think that's 8 hours sleep. Anyway, feel free to let me know if it's not. And I think the thing that I have realized is more energy means more time and energy for my family and not just giving them the dregs. There were years there, I've been in business for 7 years. I reckon the first 2 years were really unsustainable. I did what I had to do, but I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. And I ignored the warning signs. I ignored the health signs. I ignored all the things that I should have been paying attention to. And also, I gave my family the dregs. No family wants the dregs. No friends wants the dregs. No friends wants a boring friend. People want you when you're engaged and energetic, enthusiastic. And for me, that means that I have to really manage my energy well, especially since I'm an introvert. So what happened? We spent seven months getting my health right, getting my eating right, getting my exercise right, getting my sleeping right, getting my resting right. And now we're back and it's beautiful and I'm doing nothing to disturb the peace on that. And I've come back with way more energy, way more time in the day, because throughout that time I had to pare back on what was urgent versus important, you know, and we all have to make some of those decisions sometimes. We all get wrapped up on focusing on time, don't we? What about you? Are you focused on time? Or are you focused on energy? I would love you just to grab a cuppa, because after all, it's tea with the queen. Grab a cuppa and think about, are you spending your time in the right areas? And are you managing your energy in the right way? And chances are you're not, because that's just, we pack our lives full of stuff. And so what can you do to take some things away, to take some of the pressure off, and to actually invest in your own energy? This is a really important topic, and I would love to hear how you're going to focus on your energy. Let us know.
Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au, and I look forward to your company next episode.